Earth, sky.
Scientists say it will be years before we know how the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico has affected the region's wildlife.
It seems that a 10-year period might be realistic for no longer needing to track the environmental impacts, although I think in 10 years you can still probably dig trenches through beaches and still find evidence of oil.
You're listening to oceanographer Nancy Rabelais of the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. Earth Sky asked her which Gulf animal species were of greatest concern for scientists.
Some of the oyster beds in the shallower waters that received oiling, if there's still oil in those sediments, that's a big concern for the oyster fishery. A lot of the birds are of great concern. And so whether those organisms will repopulate this area or the area will just repopulate itself.
Rabelais said that because chemical dispersants were used to break up oil slicks, the oil itself is hard to track, making the Deepwater Horizon spill more difficult to study than past oil spills.
Where is the oil? Where do we see signs of oil? And, you know, what's its toxicity? What's its chemical composition? How is it affecting the environment, the habitats, the oysters, the shrimp, the fish?
I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.